The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Welcome back. I'm thrilled to have Jennifer Sargent, who is not only a very good blogger, but she also knows a lot about design, interior design, and the trends that we might see in new homes today. And are they going to last? That's my question for Jennifer today. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I go into new homes. I see these long tiles when I walk into bathrooms, and it's sort of this brand new trend of very long tiles.
Subway tiles,
but extended.
A riff on them. Yeah. You're seeing subway tiles in all different forms, colors, finishes, and that's what's really cool about that very classic look that designers and builders are putting their own spin on it. Mm-hmm. I just redid my kitchen at my home in Arlington, and I have teeny mini subway tiles in marble from the counter up to the ceiling, and the effect is just stunning.
Wow! And
some people do it in bright glossy color. I'm seeing concrete tile everywhere, and that's a very matte, muted, more casual kind of effect.
And we see that also even in linoleum, in a vinyl tile in the basement on concrete floors, where maybe making it look like wood, but it's actually vinyl, and it's very effective.
And porcelain, too.
And porcelain
as
well.
That looks like wood.
Yes.
We, in our former house, we used to fool people. We had porcelain, quote-unquote, wood tile, and a few times we had to correct people who thought it was real wood.
Did you feel like you were deceptive?
Well, yes.
Yes.
But at the same time, who would put real wood in a basement?
Nobody. Well, you know, it's interesting. I go into houses that have real wood or have an engineered hardwood floor in the basement, and inevitably, it's popping on edges because of moisture. So it doesn't make a lot of sense. It's a rare basement that you can say is absolutely, you know, dry. And of course, some of our listeners have that. So, but, you know, we can create impressions, and I, you know, tongue in cheek about deception. I think we create these impressions when people walk into houses that cause people to say, wow, this is just new, it's vibrant, it's alive. But I, you know, 10 years ago when I redid the house that I'm in, those trends have sort of gone by the wayside now. And it's interesting, as I walk back into my house, I go, is it really dated after 10 years? But it is.
Yes.
And if I were to put it on the market, I would say it's new, but it's not new. So it's funny how when I meet with sellers before I sell their homes, and they'll say, oh yeah, we just replaced that, but it was 10 years ago. And I have to bring them, you know, have to bring them the truth. So is the trend that we see now, which seems to have come on for the last 2 to 3 years, is that something that you think has staying power long term, or is it a phase that will come in and go out pretty quickly?
Any trend, or is there
Well, this move towards longer tiles, this sort of modern style of
I've been seeing that for quite a while, and you see companies like Porcelainosa, that's pretty much all they do, and it's a look associated with the modern aesthetic, either longer tiles, enlarged tiles, very smooth finishes. I have been seeing that for a long time. It's always hard to tell when a trend is going to turn from current to dated. But for now, I think that look is, you see it in the magazines, you see it on the blogs,
and see it everywhere.
It will sell.
Yeah, it does.
But to your point, the reason we just moved last year, and the reason we moved is we were going to redo our kitchen in our old house, which, well, that was about 15 years old. And we decided to invest instead in a new house, but that is the 10, 15 years you've really got to do something different.
So, and it can be for our listeners, if you did your kitchen in 1999 or 2005, you don't have to tear everything out. If you've done quality materials, you can put accents in, bring parts of the kitchen up, just
paint
new
the
knobs
cabinets,
or painting the cabinets,
hardware,
or putting in different backsplash can just transform the feeling.
Or even just new appliances. Can make a kitchen look entirely new flooring.
So you write. You're a writer, and you write for places like Home and Design,
and
Architectural Digest, Arlington.
Well, I wish I wrote for Architectural Digest. Okay. I don't.
Okay.
Washingtonian, Arlington. Yes. Mm-hmm. I had a column in the Post the other month. So most of the local magazines, DC Modern Luxury is another one I write for. On the national level, I write for a magazine called Lux Interiors and Design, which is no longer publishing in this market, unfortunately, but they're in markets all over the country. Mm-hmm. So I get to see a lot of different styles. And
so what do you write about, though? What do you, like, for me, I don't read magazines anymore. I mean, I'm sorry.
What a shame.
I know. I mean, I do read blogs, right? And I read online typically. And I, you know, if I pick up a magazine, it's because, frankly, I'm waiting on somebody and I don't have anything else to do, but it seems like I'm always on my smartphone. So what do you write about that compels the readers?
Well, I'll tell you a dirty secret.
Hold on, everybody. Wait. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I used to write for Washington Spaces magazine, if you recall.
Oh, yeah.
That magazine is owned by the Washington Post Company. And the way we laid out the features is the layout person would put in the photos first. Big, huge, luscious images.
Right.
And so we would find out our story length basically by what was left in the holes between the pictures.
So you knew by inch how many words to fill?
Yes.
Okay.
So that tells you exactly what is the most important thing about a design story. And I totally get that.
Right.
And so when I write about a house, I obviously we want to know what pictures are being used. For instance, the current Home and Design, I was lucky to have my story get the cover. And you really just want to support the details in the pictures.
Right.
And don't get too fussy about style or flowery phrases. Just tell the story behind the picture.
That makes sense. So let me ask you, if you don't mind, one more question, which is about any new trends, any things that are coming right now that we don't, you know, you're ahead of the game, you're seeing something on the way.
Well, the one thing I'm really liking is fixtures that are not silver or chrome. This is a current ad I saw. It's brushed brass, oiled bronze, any kind of non-silvery finish, I think is really, really cool these days. Also, brass accents on furniture. I'm loving pops of color, especially in kitchens, rather than white or a brown wood, a vibrant royal blue, for instance, or a yellow in cabinetry, but not too much,
okay.
Just a little bit.
They want to read your blogs. Where would they go? Where would our listeners go?
My blog is called DC by Design, and the URL is dcbydesignblog, all one word, .com.
dcbydesignblog.com.
Yes.
Okay, great. And I like this image that you've brought us of, I would call that brushed brass, right, as opposed to brushed nickel. So, and it is attractive. It's not brass from the 1990s. It is. It's got that matted finish that that we see oftentimes in brushed nickel finishes on, or even on your stainless steel appliances have that brushed
Exactly,
feel to
but
it.
This is in the brass
in
flavor.
The brass flavor. Very attractive. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Jennifer Stargent. She's with dcbydesignblog.com. Lovely. We'll be right back with Stuart Rosenthal and more of The Eric Stuart Show in just a moment.